Welcome to Finding Brian, a show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week, we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey there, folks. Doing just a little quick intro here for episode number 4. The reason behind it is because honestly, it's a very incoherent episode. This is probably going to be one of the weirder episodes you've ever heard, just because I almost want to say it doesn't make sense, but to a point it does. It's done on the fly. I had just gone to Sunray, which is my hometown, and if you've listened to any of the other episodes, you've kind of heard what my thoughts of Sunray are. And because of that, it is and because of some of my thoughts and things of the of what Sunray is and what it has become. And actually, I went and saw it yesterday. And wow, that's there's a lot more to this change in the town than I could have possibly ever thought, and makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm sitting as I walked through the town. I was wanting to go through and do some just see what had changed, and I figured not quite an audio tour, because I didn't want to have to put an explicit tag on here, because I was driving around with the family, I was like, holy crap, what the hell are they thinking over here? And I mean, why are they doing that? What's the purpose of doing changing this? Why are they adding in yet another, you know, you'll hear that talk, me go about on about the gym. I don't understand. This is the fourth gym they've put into this school, and I don't understand why they keep adding gyms to it. But, you know, it's just, I go into a little bit, and as my thought is that it's as to why I react that way. But it's a portion of it is about core values. Core values are what I'm honestly wanting to talk about, and I don't succeed. But it's such an interesting documentation of my thoughts and my brain patterns as to when you put me into the Sunray environment. I figured I wanted to go ahead and share it, because that is, as I mentioned, I'm wanting transparency as one of my core values. I do share a lot. I don't want to be as private as what a lot of people would seem. They would see and hear some of the stuff I do, and they go, holy crap, I wouldn't dare share that. Well, I'm daring. And so I wanted y'all to see what it was, give you just a brief introduction, warning, if you don't like this, if it bothers you, just fast forward, just go ahead and if it bothers you, you don't like it, or whatever, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't listen all the way through this. If you do, then great, awesome. Leave me some notes. You can go to findingbrian.com/004. That'll take you to the show notes for this particular episode, and you can have a listen. Sorry, I've got all the dogs out in the backyard, and they're just kind of wandering around. I like talking about. I think I'm going to start just using Finding Brian as an excuse to get outside, because I like it. We've got birds chirping. Yeah, it's January, but you know, we've got one of those nice little mild days. It's not hot, it's not cold, it's just right for me. The sun's warm. The sun's actually almost on the verge of being hot, but the air is cool. It's a beautiful day. But I wanted, like I said, if y'all want to see, I get outside and I just start relaxing. My mouth just starts running on its own. If you like the show, Facebook, findingbrian.com/004. That'll get you to the show notes. At the show notes, down at the bottom, you'll see the place where you can leave a comment. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think. You go, holy crud, dude, you need to go to get a psyche valley tomorrow. Whatever. It doesn't bother me. You ain't going to hurt my feelings. I would like to have your input as to what you think of the show, though. Is that, am I onto something with it? Because I have a little bit of a brainstorm session in there. And what are your core values? Do you have some? Why do you have those? If you know what your core values are. Because honestly, this one is actually going to end up being a two-parter. Because it's the next one, I really didn't get into what my core values were. I tried to work it in there, and it wasn't meshing. And so I kind of really gave up. So, folks, I'll go ahead and let you go. I've been yabbering for 5 minutes now. Let y'all get on with the manic Brian in his hometown of Sunray. See y'all later. Finding Brian Podcast, Episode 4. Hey everybody, hello and welcome back yet again to yet another episode of Finding Brian. This one here is a little bit different. I am actually in my hometown right now of Sunray, Texas. Yep, you've heard me talk down about this town, and I've come back after not being here for 3 years. Last time I actually set foot in Sunray was back when my dad died. This is actually the first time I have been back since that happened. And, well, a lot of stuff has changed. And, I don't know, maybe it's just because out of the sheer fact that I am change resistant. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm just so against change that I just don't get it. I mean, yet Happy State Bank has put a sign up on Sunray High School. They've actually changed the Sunray High School sign. Instead of the one that we all stood in front of, they have got a different sign. Which, okay, that's fine. But the thing I cannot figure out is they've expanded the band hall by the looks of it. I think that's what that's supposed to be, is they've expanded the band hall. They have also added on some big-ass other building here. And on top of that, they've also put in, they've got another whole more bit of construction going on. They have taken what little parking lot there is in this for the school and has dropped it even more. The students really don't have a whole lot of parking anymore. And I know I'm supposed to, this is actually talking about core values. And honestly, folks, I am going to be getting to core values. So, but anyhow, before I mean, that's how worked up I am about this. And I'm actually probably going to put a intro onto this. So if it sounds really different at the beginning and as opposed to now, that's why. Because, boy, I just jumped through everything I wanted to start the show off with. And I jumped feet first into my bitch fest is what this is. Holy crap. I mean, this town, I know, like I said before, the town is, my memories of the town are dictated by what I remember. And I remember, well, let's see here. I'm on the corner right now of 10th and Avenue Avenue Q. School's over on one corner. I've got the Kieslings, what used to be the Kieslings, and the Rousers are on one corner, on the other end. And as I travel down the street towards what my where my Uncle Ricky Taylor, or used to be Uncle, I don't know how you phrase that out, but anyhow, his house is down behind here, behind a field, in the middle of a field. You've got the Taylor's main homestead right here on the corner of Avenue R and 10th Street. You've got the Garlands. I don't know if the Garlands still live there, but the old Garland residence. Well, shoot, there's the old, well, it's Dawson residence now. It used to be the McDowell, or Mr. Dowell residence, not the McDowells, the Dowell residence. We had Mary Dowell and Chester Dowell lived there. And, I mean, you've got several fairly nice older style, there's the Bedwells. I'm passing by. I mean, you've got so many wonderful memories here. Or I do. You don't. I do. There are so many wonderful memories for this town. I mean, there's the old Blackburn residence where my friends Matt and Amy Blackburn used to live. They obviously don't live there now. They've grown up and have moved out in the Humphreys. And this is where you get how I'm going to tie my complaint about being in my hometown with being in with the core values. Because your core values are who you are, what you're wanting. I stopped by in front of my old house where I grew up in, or spent the second half of my growing up in. And I see my old old basketball hoop still up. Sorry, I saw one of the kids. But I mean, you go through here, I'm actually coming up on, well, there's the old Raymond residence on the other side, and a couple houses down I had the old Harmon residence. But this, I'm back here just because we were in the neighborhood. We were had gone to go see my wife's mom. She's not doing too wainer. She's not doing too good. And so while I was here, I figured, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and head over to town and to Sunray. And I've been wanting to see Dad's headstone for a while, see what it was like. Who is this person following me and why? And I'm not used to people just, I know that's the way Sunray has always been. It's just the way it is. But I sit here and I see the changes to this school. I mean, even the junior high, which is no longer, even whenever I was there, it had changed over to the middle school, but it's the junior high. It's always been the junior high, forever will be the junior high in my heart of hearts. But, I mean, they've even got their own little sign up that says Sunray Middle School. Like, you couldn't tell it's the middle school. I mean, there's so many changes, and I don't know. I guess I'm just change resistant. I mean, you've got this huge monstrosity of a, what in the hell is this? That's somebody's house? Or is it a funeral home? You can't tell. But you've got the basketball, or the base, the tennis courts. I mean, you've got so many different things. You've got the one-way traffic. Yeah, even the freaking elementary school's got a sign up in front of it now. Why? God only knows, but they do. Breezeway, no longer a breezeway. They've got it all screened and boxed and cleaned up. And the way that building is, you probably don't even have the monkey swings anymore. I think I'm going to hop out here, folks. And look back in the back, and let's see what we have, what changes we have back in the back. So come with me. If there's wind noise, I do apologize. I'm not aiming for the wind noise. But we're going to go in the back, and I'm going to get some pictures. Good, no wind. Hey, folks, okay, I am back. This is me, and I apologize for the shaky cam. I'm not actually aiming for that. But I wanted to show everybody basically what am I complaining about? What am I actually going off about? Because I've been going off since I've stepped into this. Really? Okay, folks, here's a good example. This, what I'm standing next to now, used to be called the blacktop. And actually, there'll be a couple of other changes and stuff here. And what you're seeing, what I'm fixing to show you here is, it used to be the blacktop. And it used to be a set of basketball goals and places for us to play when the playground was too muddy for us to do anything. Well, it looks like they've decided that we didn't need the blacktop anymore and that we just do parking. Became a parking lot. Which, this is what you're seeing. This is a parking lot. This used to be a set of basketball courts. And this is not what I'm happy about this at all. I mean, what are the kids supposed to do? I'm sure now they're saying, well, it's nothing big. It's the way it's supposed to. Things change. Well, I agree. Things do change. But let's go back here. And I mean, you don't even have... I mean, things... Well, they still have the Lunar Lander. They still have the slides, but they took out the major monkey bars. We used to have the big, huge, great, grand, awesome kick butt monkey bars over here. They took those down and apparently put them down over here. And I'm not paying attention to where I'm pointing at. This is all freaking new. Head Start. They're actually glorifying Head Start. That's a crock and a half. They've still got the Lunar Lander, which is a great thing. And I'll show you the Lunar Lander here in a moment. And they still have the bouncy swings, which is okay. They've changed them a little bit. A little worn out. Yeah, our chicken there used to be a lot more... what would you say, colorful. And the frog. Everybody fought over the frog. No one wanted the chicken because that means you're a chicken and you had a rabbit. That was cool. It was fast, but not as cool as the frog. The frog was just it. And, of course, they used to have it painted blue. The center was red. The bars were blue. But apparently they didn't like that and they changed it over to silver, which is now wearing off. This... used to have swings right here, but no swings anymore. I've got this, whatever that is. Now, the little mushroom, upside down mushroom thing over here beside the slide, that has been there forever. Oh, we got our one lone remnant of the super monkey bars. That is what this is. It's our balance beam. Of course, they have filled it up with gravel so that you're not as far off. You used to be a good 6 inches off the ground. Don't want them that no more. Because Lord knows, you might fall over and hurt yourself these days. But that's that. And then we had... see, these are our monkey bars. What a set of our monkey bars. Or one of the set. You had the spider, which is the dome-looking thing over here. And we'll get over that here in a moment. But... we had these, and you'd crawl in this side here, and you'd climb up to the top, and everybody hung out and played and giggled and had a heyday. The big old long slide. I used to love this big old long slide. I mean, this was, everybody got in line. Many kids got up here. They fell down. Are you really? Yes, I actually am. I'm really climbing up here. See, look at that. Now, it's a little tough because of the time of the day. We have got a bit of the sun in our eyes, and I apologize for the sun, but it's nice. It's a beautiful day. So let's go down. Uh-oh, looks like somebody got mad and hit it. But anyhow, woohoo! Now, we also have, there are famous, the swing sets, they haven't changed the swing sets at all. But they took away an American pastime, the teeter-totter. They taught us about balance. They taught us about, if you wanted to have a big kid on there, you had to either add two other kids onto the other end or have the heavier kid scooch towards the middle. They've apparently decided that was too much information that needed to be learned and took that out. Now we have the famous monkey bars, our spider monkey bars. This is what I broke my arm on whenever I was a little kid. I was swinging over here on this part right here and tried to jump over here and I missed and I was trying to grab with my feet about right here and I didn't make it and so I fell, landed on my arm, broke my arm. So word to the wise, kids, don't do that. We got a new set of swings. These weren't here before, but we have the famous lunar lander. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Holy crud, really? All right, now we're going to talk about the atrocities to my childhood that they have done on this. Okay, you see these bars and the thing sticking out? What used to be there was a set of climbing ropes. Now they have a short version over here on this one, but they took these out, I guess because they were afraid kids were going to fall off and hurt themselves. But we've got gravel on the ground. We used to actually have hard-packed dirt. And I think the majority of the kids survived. I don't think we had one single death. But still, we can't have the climbing ropes, but we can have a sliding pole. Now, tell me the logic behind that one. Again, I don't understand. But see, we still also have the slide. Schools, even my illustrious, beautiful, wonderful school that I grew up on, which for whatever reason we're missing the little radar dish up on top because we used to have a radar dish because this was a lunar lander. And whoever painted it didn't know how to do a very good job because as you can see, yeah, we've got that. But I guess I should be glad and positive enough to where they at least still have some of my childhood here. They did, though, destroy the big part of my childhood, because stepping out of that door, which that's the music hall, which is that part right there, we used to have what was called the monkey swings. These were awesome things. Now you're gonna have to imagine a little bit here, because what it was is about right about here, maybe a little further. No, it was right here because I could see the hole in the dirt from hundreds of thousands of kids running around in a circle. Yeah, it had to have been about in this area. There was a pole. Whoop. And on that pole was about 10 or 12 chains with handles on them. And you grabbed a hold of that chain and you ran around in a circle and you jumped out and you swung out there and it felt like you were flying. Well, I guess people decided that was too dangerous. Oh, God. And took it out. Along with the best merry-go-round in the world. You could actually get that thing flying so fast that kids' feet were flying out from underneath them. That was the best. That was awesome. That was incredible. But apparently not allowed here in today's Sunray School District. So, anyhow, we got a couple of kids playing. We've got one of these weird selectable things that apparently has been destroyed. Look up inside there. I bet you, yeah, look at that. They got a big old hole torn in it. Oh, we got a secondary set of monkey bars, blue and gold, school colors, hip hip hoorah. And then the practice field. Yeah, good old practice. We're missing it. Oh, no, there it is. It's just hadn't been painted in so long. The field goal down there at the end has blended in with the rest of the area. Now, we actually had, when you got it, you're not quite junior high. Now, see, I don't know if I can get you to see this real quick, but see if I can do this. See those kids out there? Those kids out there are just riding bikes out in the middle of a... Actually, it might be riding dirt bikes, but they're riding bikes out the middle of a cornfield. Well, it used to be a cornfield. No longer cornfield. It doesn't look like it's been turned into CRP. But that's a great American pastime right there. The Sunnery pastime. All right. We have the famous swings. Yep. Those swings are mini swingers. They got some weird, bizarre building stuck here on the end of the fourth, fifth, and sixth grade edge. And then we had the monkey bars. Now, these were the thing you had, if you had the guts, you had the cojones. What you would do is you'd stand up here, get your feet up on here, and you would jump and grab onto there. And it was awesome. It was great. It was awesome. So you would jump from those up to there, those to there. And I apologize. I keep forgetting to look at my viewfinder while I'm talking. This is a new experiment. So this is actually going to end up being probably the crappiest tour video you've ever seen. And they've actually taken the slide and they've moved it. Because if I'm believing right, that slide was over on the end down there. It wasn't right here. So they moved their slide, rearranged, but they still got the slide, which amazingly enough, which may still, again, makes about as much Sunray sense as possible, is a lot higher off the ground than what the rope chains were on. I remember this. This is the watering deal. But what I used to love to do is at one time you could actually open that up and there'd be... We'd go salamander hunting, and there'd be 10,000 tons of salamanders inside this hole here. Now, apparently, they have gotten weary or aware that there are kids like me that knew that salamanders were in this place, and so they made it to where it's a lot tougher to actually get into it, which stinks because I'm sure there's a lot of salamanders in there now. Out there is the water park. That's our new swimming pool. And got a new baseball park put out, apparently. So I don't know what they're doing with Painter Park these days. Who knows? Again, a lot of things with Sunray just don't make a whole lot of sense to me anymore. And it's kind of sad. Now, you see in this big white thing up in front of me, that big white thing, what you've seen shine through a couple other shots, that is the elevator. I've worked there. It is an 8 million bushel facility. They tout themselves as being the largest country elevator in the world. I think that's just something that they came up with. I don't know if that's fully true or not, but as you can see over here, there's actually another little elevator that's part of the co-op elevator. But anyhow, most boys in Sunray wind up working for the Sunray Co-op one part of their life or another. Whether it's for a day and figure out, holy smokes, that's not something I want to do for the rest of my life and give up. Or you spend 2 years of your life there, like I did. But it's a lot of fun, especially the harvest times can be a lot of fun. It gives you a good understanding as to what harvest is like, especially in this area. So, anyhow, I'm going to go on ahead and cut this off, and we'll stop it, and we'll fire it back up again at the next tour spot, all right? Okay, well, turning out to be a funner grump fest than what I figured it was going to be, but anyhow, so, as I walk around over here and have a look, whenever I was in school, that was Mrs. Huey's class. That was Mrs. Huey's class, and on the opposite side was... Oh, please, shut up. On the other side was Mrs. Stewart's class. And I always thought that the house that was across the street was the prettiest house known to man whenever I went to school here. Still got the pack of dogs that run free. And just an absolutely great little school memory-wise. Now, like I said, this is about core values. So what does this have to do with the price of rice in China? I know you're asking. It's like, holy crud, you're just going to have to deal with me on this on this little tirade that I'm going on, because that's what it is. I am going on multiple upon multiple upon multiple tirades, speeches, gripes, complaints, anything and everything you can think of. We got the house of the crazy cat lady over here beside us. See if I get a picture of this. Oh, radio's on. So, okay. Again, what does all that have to do with my little tirade of the school? What does that have to do with the price of rice in China? A lot. Because that is who a lot of my core values come from the schools, from both high school and junior high. And Jesus Christ, boy, I could drive through here. Dane West lived down on the end of that. I think my cousin actually lives in that house. And you're going, what? You don't even know if your cousin lives in that house or not? No. And I'll get into that portion sometime. Because on the way up here, something weird happened. And I don't understand why it happened or what caused it to happen. And I don't have my seatbelt on. Let me put my seatbelt on again real quick. I don't understand what happened, but as I was driving up here, I all of a sudden became overcome. I was overcome with emotion. I started tearing up and trying to fight back the urge to cry like a little flipping baby. And that's what I was trying to do for whatever reason. That's Shannon Baker's old house. And I don't know why I started tearing up. I started becoming so emotional, but I did. And what the hell are you chewing on? And it looks like a turkey. And I have my theories on it, and I'm not 100%, so I'm not at, I don't want to let out stuff until I have thoroughly processed it in my head. But once I get around to processing it in my head and I come to fully understand the reason behind my reaction and my breakdown, as I like to call it. Now, oh, what the hell was that? 2, 3, 4. No, that wasn't it. Oh, those were already there. That used to be. Oh no, that's what those were. Those used to be seeds. Monsanto has struck again. And I'm going to believe that it's Monsanto that did that, because, hold up. Okay, now if you end up going to, oh, hold up. And so we, what that, if you go to findingbrian.com/004, You'll see the pictures that I'll be posting up on this, on some of the things that have happened, some of the things that I've seen while here at Sunray. Some of the big changes, we've got a Family Dollar store here. Sunray doesn't need a freaking Family Dollar store. I'm sure that it is some people utilize it. It is a convenience thing, so it's not going to be nearly as inexpensive as if it was truly needed. Now, granted, there's a lot of stuff around here that is needing to be cheaper. That was one thing. Just change topics again, and I apologize for the scattering of it, but Sunray does that to me. I can't keep a straight, coherent thought. But at two, I'm right now at the corner of 3rd and Avenue L in front of 210 Avenue L. And you're going, well, okay, what's that? Well, my second cousin, Jamie, would know that address. That's her house. And so just thought of it's, unfortunately, it's been completely abandoned and gutted, and I don't know what they're going to do with it or if they're looking at tearing it down or what, but anyhow,
let me see if I can get to my point, because I've been going on and on and on, and I'm sure y'all are going, oh, this is certainly a really nice story that you're telling. Doesn't make sense whatsoever, but it's a neat story. And you're right, yeah, it's a neat story, but, you know, what does this have to do with core values, with your core values? Well, core values are things that mean a lot to you, okay? A lot, the core values. This town has my core values in it. And I keep seeing, and that's, I think that's one of the reasons why I am so change resistant, is because there are all these core values, these cemented memories that are in my heart and in my soul that have been destroyed and changed. I understand that the town's going to change. I understand that. That's not what I'm jiving at. But it's really, honestly, stupid stuff. But it is something that means a bit to me. Not a whole, an excessive amount of a lot, but it means a good bit to me. And what I'm seeing is the town is not as immaculate as I remember. If I look back, I mean, God, whatever the heck that's supposed to be. No clue. But I mean, when it comes to core values, it's what are you? What are you made of? And I'm made of this town. And this town has just been changed. Changed in so many ways that it's oddly weird. It's so weird. Yes, it's weird. It's strange. It's to the point of being aggravating, to tell you the honest to goodness truth. But my core values, the core values are things like, what are you hold dear? What is something that you refuse to budge on? Honesty. I want honesty. Now, I could say that if you look back upon my past, oh, there's many times I was not honest. You could ask my old girlfriend, Paige Estes, whether or not I was an honest person or not. And she would tell you, no, I was a lying, cheating scoundrel. I was an awful person. So how can I have honesty as one of my core values today? Well, it's because of that. Because I realized, she brought the ability for me to realize what that did to other people when I was dishonest, when I lied. When somebody put their trust in me and I didn't respect it. When that happened, all of a sudden, a lot of problems came about. Yeah, we lost the old Painter Park tennis courts. They've been destroyed, and now it's just a couple slabs of concrete. But we have the old dome. But we have a new. We've got so many freaking baseball parks in this town. It's not even funny. But as you can kind of hear, I'm driving past a bunch of stuff and taking it slow, and just I look. And I think the reason why I react so strongly is because it does, the changes don't affect me. I have, like, the changes that are happening at school, the monstrosity of another gym. I mean, that makes about four gyms at the high school alone. Is beyond my comprehension. And it really doesn't make a hill of beans whether I'm there or I'm not there. Whether my kids go there or my kids don't go there. Because it's going to happen either way. But whenever you go out and all of a sudden you're seeing, oh, one of you, the cherished pieces, landmarks of your childhood has been destroyed, which is what it's been. It's been destroyed. All of a sudden, I can barely recognize the main building of the high school. I see the doors to the auditorium that I used to walk into to go into the halls of Sunray High. And they're not... And I bet you I could walk through the halls of Sunray High and I would get lost. Why? Because they've changed it. They've changed my memory, my desires, my dreams, and my aspirations that I used to have.
Okay. It's the change. I decided to go parked over to a friend's house, and I decided to hop out, and I wanted to walk. There's just things about this town. This town that has many of my memories, many of what caused me to create my core values. It seems to want to change. And like I understand it. I don't have the ability nor the wherewithal nor really even fully the desire to even try to make anything change in this town, because one, I really don't care for it. This town is, for me, is a place where I grew up. It was my incubator. It's got many of my great and grand wonderful memories, and whenever I moved back, that's where my memories started to get destroyed. And now the things are being changed. Okay, it happens. But the core values that this town taught me were, number one, honesty. You're honest with somebody. Your word is your honor. My core value is to be honest. Another one is to be transparent, because I see... And it's going to be slightly political with this one. We were promised by Barack Obama, our president, that he was going to have the most open, transparent government in the history of the U.S. And it became the most closed off. And that is the problem that a lot of people have had. Is that it's... is when you're, if you're not showing people how truthful you really are, they're not going to buy a word of what you're saying. Oh, they open the gates here to the baseball. I used to play at this on this field quite some time, and well, they've changed the concession stand, that's for sure, but you look here, look out amongst what your life was, what your life is now, how things have changed, and you realize what your true core values are. And those core values, for many people, are typically the same. Not always, but many times they are, yes. What are they? Oh, they must be repairing the back catch. So I'll leave him alone. But one of the core values that I've had is I share everything these days. I am transparent. People would look at me and go, "Dude, you're insane." I share everything I come across. My views are known. You know what I think. I try not to shut up when it comes to stuff that I believe. Stand up for what you believe in. Make a stand. Always choose that. Is that the hill that you want to die on? I wonder why they tore this pole down. I don't know, but it's evident they chopped it down, though. What?
There's, and some of this I'm talking on the fly, and I apologize if it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because they got rid of the bushes. They used to have the rabbit bushes in here. And they moved it all over for the other ballpark here. But you have... you have your childhood. Your childhood is something that you're always going to embrace. Always want to embrace. And that there's things about it that you don't ever want to change. That is kind of what your core values are. What the? Oh, they dipped it in the freaking plastic. To protect our children, we're making them weak. That's all I've got to say about that. Core values. Let's go ahead and jump into this. Core values, what are they? They are what you base your life upon. What do you hold valuable in life? For me, we have honesty. We have transparency. We have live life truthfully. That's, now you're going, well, that's honesty. No. Honesty is you see grandma, a little old lady, she cashes her Social Security check. And she gets her money, and she goes and tucks it in her purse, and as she pulls her hand out, she doesn't realize it, but her money falls out onto the ground. What do? That character, the good character, is what do when nobody is looking? Do you take that money? Do you hand it off back to the lady? Do you chase her down and say, ma'am, here, you drop this back there. Do you go, ha ha ha, her loss, my gain, and you put it in your pocket and you go. That is living truthfully. If I say I'm going to do this, that's what I want to do. To live a non-Hippocratic, not the Hippocratic, to not live my life in a very hypocritic way. Hippocratic. Where I don't want to be a hypocrite. If I say something, I'd like to be held to it. It's like, you said you'd do this. Well, then, fine. I need to reassess what I say then, if it's not what I agree. Or if it is, then I need to start living to that. What are some of the other values that one has, that I have? Well, the values are also to put a person, the golden rule. Always put others first. Put others first before yourself. To be courteous. And that one's actually one I'm putting into place recently, because honestly I have not been courteous. Hell, even today I got in a fight with some Mexican woman on the corner of a deal because a dog was barking in its yard. It was in its yard and it was barking. She picked up a handful of rocks and started throwing them at the dog. And I ran over there and I just started ripping this girl a new asshole. Wasn't courteous.
by far, something that needs to be changed in me. And if I instill that core value, it will help to change me. And a lot of it, I'm sure my crankiness today has been just coming back to this town. I'm sorry, folks. Those of you from Sunray who are listening and are offended at the fact that I'm not agreeing with the joys of this town anymore, I'm sorry. I grew up. I don't see the magic anymore. The magic here has faded. But that's one thing. Another value that I want to have is to embrace the wonderment. There's always something to be wondered at. You always want to look at something with the eyes of a child. Now, these core values are something that is actually being built, because I've had a set of core values for a long time. But I don't think I didn't apply myself to them. I lived to a certain set, but didn't ever name them out. And that's actually what I'm doing now. And through finding Brian, one of the things I want to do is find my core values. And so that's what I plan on doing. And this, I want you folks to help me to do that. And I keep forgetting to bring y'all into the conversation. I know I'm sitting there just chattering like a monkey in a tree, when I honestly should go ahead and bring you into this conversation. What are some of your core values? How do you, when it comes to your values, what is it that you want to be brought into? What is it about these core values that you think people should have, or that you think you should have as a core value? What are your core values? If you've already nailed them down and brought them to the forefront of your life, what are those core values? Because core values are important. Those are your landmarks. When you're looking at, we keep up with the map and the travel analogy that I've been using. The map. You got your map, you got your compass. Your core values are your waypoints, are your landmarks. They tell you, hey, yeah, you're heading in the right direction. You're going towards the mark of honesty. Or they go, well, no, the book, your mark of honesty is in the wrong direction. You're missing your mark. And it helps to redirect and get you to where you want to be. How is it that you want to get there? Get to whatever your goals are. And I've listed my goals. And you can listen to what my goals are in findingbrian.com/002 or 003. There's a lot to finding core values. And this is actually something I haven't had a chance to actually prepare yet. I've sort of prepared, because I have a few of my core values. But I'm wanting to get a list of about 10 core values. What are the 10 things I will not budge on anymore? I am not going to even waver with. These are those, that's what a core value is. Something that is steadfast, rock solid in your beliefs. Do you believe drugs are bad? Okay. Now, do you believe it so much that you're willing to give up your friendships with somebody if they violate your core value? See, that's a tough one. Honesty. How do you handle honesty? How do you handle many of the difficult parts of life? The core values that you've set upon yourself, are those items that will help you, help direct you in those challenging times? If you're going to be honest, if you're going to be to focus upon not being hypocritical, to be a listener, to be transparent. That means to find a way to go off and not have secrets. My family, the Goodwin family, is full of secrets. We didn't know what Dad was going to what to expect from Dad in his will. That's not right. Everybody should have known well in advance what was coming up. So we knew wouldn't have the shock and the hurt that has happened because of things that happened during Dad's reading of Dad's will was odd enough that it has caused a big rift between me and my sisters. So, I mean, the items that could be going on and are the events that happen in your life. When things get tough, things get hard, things get difficult, that's where a lot of where your anchorings, your mooring, so to speak, comes into play. Do you how do you handle a particular crisis? Do you do a bunch of backdoor dealings? If so, that's not transparent. Do you lie to try to get out of the problem? Then that's not honest. You try to cheat somebody out of something. Again, you're lacking the honesty. Are you saying, well, I would never do that, as you do that? Then you're being a hypocrite. Those are those little things that if you get into a bind and you stick to your core values, you will be able to survive any crisis that comes along. And there will be crises. This is not a crisis-proof system. This is not something that will keep you from being in... Sorry. To be fun-loving would have to be one. Because I've always liked having a laugh. I know that there are times when you don't want to have jocularity going on. It doesn't work. It doesn't fit. And you're more likely to irritate people and hurt their feelings than to help them. But, God, those are so ugly. I look out across this beautiful, beautiful sunset. I'm jumping rails again, folks, and I apologize. And we have some of those wind generators. And they're just sitting there, just twirling away in the light breeze that we have. But why? They're about as useful as tits on a boar hog, as they used to say. No call for it. Don't need them here. That's, again, that's my feeling. That's what I believe they are. I don't see a purpose or a use in this at all. All bricked in trailer home. But you can... I don't know. Life is so weird in ways. I mean, I sit here and I look. This is probably going to be a two-parter because, one, I am so scatterbrained, and, again, I'm going to blame most of that on Sunray. And the other part is just because I thought I'd put quite a bit of thought into it, but as I continue to think, the more I realize I haven't thought enough of the what I'm wanting to say, what my values are. How do you nail down your values? And I think that's how I'm going to have to go about it, is how do you determine what your values are? Is it just something that you like, something you want to do, something you believe noble? Yes.
to all those. But there's also more. What are those more? I don't know. I'm going to have to look into it to answer that one. So, but anyhow, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let you go. I want to go talk to see if my friends are available to talk yet or not. But I wanted to say thank you very much for stopping by, listening, and seeing what was happening in the world of Brian. And I apologize for being so scatterbrained, so off ticket today. And I'm going to blame Sunray, and I'll probably will. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Just this town causes so many different emotions. I don't know why it does. I mean, breaking down in tears on the way up here is just very unlike me, and I don't know what it's about. But it is neat to see some of the old landmarks that are still around. And I still actually kind of like griping about the landmarks that have changed. It's kind of fun. I guess it kind of helps me exercise my demons, so to speak. So, but anyhow, folks, like I said, there's going to be an intro here, and I'll probably do a different type of outro. But again, I appreciate you listening. If you want to pick up, leave a comment for the show, you can do so several different ways. You can leave a comment over at facebook.com/heyrolling. That's our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, which is findingbrian.com/004. That's this episode. You'll find that at that address. And if you have any comments, I would welcome you to leave the comments there and let us know what you think of it. Be happy to talk to you about what I think, how I see things going. Or if you like, you can also leave a comment there at the Facebook page, or you can find me over on Twitter at twitter.com/circlecast, CIRCLECAST. And I will talk to y'all then. So anyhow, folks, I'm going to let you go, and y'all take it easy, and we'll see you later on. Bye. Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before? Same time. Opening song, Ratbags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Woo! Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.
Yeehaw!